This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
5 seen this now. For endless election cycles, the Republicans are always given that broad brush. Many of them are afraid to defend themselves. Many of them go overboard. I mean, John McCain, for example, very honorable when he ran for president. Remember that time when he interrupted a supporter and said, no, Obama's a good man, he's not a Muslim, stopped him cold. But I thought the problem with McCain is that we had his opponent was an unknown senator, came out of nowhere, very closely associated with Jeremiah Wright, and with a former terrorist, William Ayers. And McCain chose not to make those issues. I thought that was a mistake. I think he felt it would be in some way dishonorable or it might be giving bad signals. I thought those were legitimate issues. But Republicans have to fight back when there is cause. However, when you do say that a judge born in Indiana is a Mexican and thus cannot judge fairly a case involving Trump, and you get the Speaker of the House of Republicans saying that is a textbook definition of a racist statement, there isn't anywhere to hide on that one.
Scott, what has kind of been lost in that whole, conversation with Trump and the judge there in San Diego, who is presiding over a case with Donald Trump, was what Trump was calling to question was his association with radical Mexicans, the group La Raza. And that's what he was referring to. Of course, that's got lost in translation. And, and it's still, again, with judges, I don't care, what your background is. It's what is your purview? What is your worldview? How do you look at the world and how is it affecting the decisions you make? Now, Trump, as we know, Julian Assange said very, very pointedly, is Trump in his own charm, that runs the full gamut, gives the media and everybody plenty to talk about. But, the thing is that should happen, I would hope, in the, in the interest of discourse and, ferreting out all these things, is say, okay, where is somebody coming from? Because we, our country has become so ununited that we've kind of lost perspective here. And what we're missing is the major goal of what the United States is all about. Yes, be a part of the solution. Let's come together. Let's not invalidate people because you happen to be, for the Tea Party or alt-right or whatever. And I'm saying that we have to have room for all opinions, Black Lives Matter, go on down the whole group of interest. I mean, there's a reason that people are engaging, the political process. Let's find out what it's all about. And if there's validity and if there's something there that needs to be addressed that can make this country better, I'm all for that. What I'm not for is somebody utilizing their power to invalidate people and worse yet, to put the measure of the law, the full arm of the law against them and throw them in jail because they don't agree. I mean, then, what is the United States of America? What is the rule of law? How are we different than any other country? What happens to that shining light on a hill? Is somebody, messing around with the dimmer and the light is not so bright because we start looking like a third world country or a banana republic just because we don't agree and go along with the status quo? Is that what this is all about? All of a sudden our First Amendment rights are thrown out the window here? Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to continue to stay vigilant on this. We can't allow whatever group it is, whether it's alt-right or Black Lives Matter, to be maligned in such a way and invalidated, they're not participating in the solution process. It's critical to hear their voice.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Already or not, aloha, America. Bill Martinez here with you at 6 minutes after the top of the hour, coming to you live from Kauai, Hawaii. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, Sarah Westwood is with us right now. She's a watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner. And always good to have Sarah with us. Sarah, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Of course, you've been staying on top of, Hillary Clinton and all her woes. And, boy, I'll tell you, if it's not emails, now it's the foundation. But the pressure is on heavy big time, huh?
It is. You know, yesterday we learned that while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, most of her meetings that she took outside the State Department were held with donors to the Clinton Foundation. And that's a real problem for her because she had entered, as you know, a memorandum of understanding with the White House saying that she was never going to have any sort of contact with the Clinton Foundation, right? There was supposed to be this ethical firewall that apparently wasn't there. And it sort of legitimizes a lot of the suspicions people have had that perhaps donors might have gotten special access to the State Department, because here's the first hard data point that shows that indeed they did get more access to the State Department.
Well, Sarah, like everything that has to do with the Clintons, you always see smoke first, and there's lots of smoke. Anybody else, you know, would have already been, you know, indicted by now, or certainly out of position. But the Clintons, boy, they're like cats. They have, and they really are. I mean, they've got nine lives here that somehow they just keep on renewing all the time. But this one here is leading to where there might be sparks of fire, because everybody's looking, you know, everyone I speak with anyway, they go, well, there's not exactly a smoking gun. And I go, well, there's just a lot of circumstantial evidence that leads that there's something there, but yet Hillary and her camp will insist that there's nothing there, that they're just picking on her because she's the first woman that could possibly be president, or, you know, people have hated the Clintons forever and ever, you know, that kind of deal. So she wants you to feel sorry for her, but, you know, and meanwhile, then you have new information that comes up and you just go, oh my, and she's done this to herself. I mean, this is all self-inflicted stuff here, isn't it?
I mean, presumably she knew at the time that she would be running for president. This didn't come as a surprise, and she knew that people would be scrutinizing her records when she ran for president. And that is one of the reasons why the fact that she used the private email server is so concerning, is that, you know, all of these communications between the Clinton Foundation donors and her State Department staff, those, many of them were hidden by the situation with her private email server. And that allowed her to maintain control over those communications and prevent many of them from being dug up. I mean, keep in mind, all of these revelations that we're seeing now about the donor meetings and, as you remember, the call logs that are coming out showing, you know, her chief of staff had frequent contact with the Clinton Foundation. These are all records that Hillary Clinton had the opportunity to turn over to the State Department but chose not to. And they're now coming out through other channels, including through the FBI. So this is why it's concerning, is because she went to such great lengths to conceal this sort of behavior because it did cut against the agreement she had entered into.
You know, Sarah, if it was just a couple of extra emails, it probably wouldn't be so bad. But in her own words, she says, I've turned over everything. I don't have anything. I've turned over everything. And since she made that statement, what have we had? Another 15,000 emails that have surfaced here?
Right. And these are emails that the FBI recovered from Hillary Clinton's server and turned over to the State Department. And now the State Department has to go through the long process of figuring out what material within those emails is sensitive, redacting it, and then releasing them to the public. They're not even going to give an estimate, a ballpark estimate of how long that process is going to take until the end of September. They say it'll take them an entire month just to guess at how long the process will take. So we can't expect to see many of those records before the election. But these are the emails, like you said, Hillary Clinton claimed in March of last year were personal in nature, and we're finding out that thousands of them were in fact related to her diplomatic work.
Yeah, this is amazing, the profound number. Again, you know, you're talking another 50% of the emails, roughly, that, you know, suddenly, you know, have popped up here. And then, you know, what also comes to mind for me here, Sarah, is the amount of money that we, the people, are paying for the truth here, once again, when it involves the Clintons, because she's maintained plausible deniability. I mean, she's really messed up the whole works because she chose not to follow the rules. Isn't that the truth?
Well, you know, there was no enforcement mechanism in the Memorandum of Understanding, so even though it's clear she violated it, there's no punishment that she can expect to face. And that's what's the problem here with the emails at the foundation, is that it's fairly clear that she violated at least the spirit, if not the letter, of the law here. But prosecutors in this situation really have the discretion to throw the book at her or just let it slide. And we're seeing that the Justice Department is far more inclined to let its own just slide when they have the opportunity to do so. And that's what's leading to all the frustration with the justice system right now, is that, you know, if Hillary Clinton can get away with handling of classified documents with what appears to be a pretty blatant form of influence peddling at the State Department, and none of that warrants prosecution, then, you know, what precedent does this set for future leaders just sort of writing their own rules?
Exactly. Well, this is very dangerous, and it's kind of difficult, you know, to, at least for me anyway, to give her much latitude. I mean, Peter Schweitzer, in his book, and of course, you know, they've, you know, tried to discredit the book altogether. But, you know, even from a standpoint of circumstantial evidence, there's such a profound amount of it, whether you're talking about, you know, you're talking about Libya, the Russian reset, the plutonium, the deals that were made. Bill Clinton, you know, it stands to reason most presidents make about $80,000 a speech after leaving the office, and that's about what he was making before she took over Secretary of State. Suddenly he starts making hundreds of thousands of dollars for a speech, and the only difference is his wife is now the Secretary of State. Circumstantial, maybe coincidental, but then, as she even said, you follow the money. And when you follow the money, you see where there is, you know, a suggestion at this point, because it's hard to prove with the Clintons. They know how to play the game. They know how to obfuscate and to not get caught red-handed. But it's hard not to consider that there's been some quid pro quo going on.
Right. I mean, any objective observer could conclude that there at least needs to be some sort of inquiry into how this situation was handled at the State Department. You know, that it's really impossible now for the Justice Department or the State Department not to at least look into this now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what they find in theory could exonerate her, but to say that this is not worthy of investigation, I mean, that's not really a defensible position at this point.
Sarah, what do you think about the AP now doing their job? I mean, they're the ones that got the FOIA Act. I mean, they took advantage of the FOIA Act and revealed, you know, these latest revelations.
Yeah, that's some really impressive work. You know, it took them 3 years to get those scheduled. So it's good they planned ahead and pushed the government on this.
Exactly. Sarah Westwood, watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner. I'm Bill Martinez. Always good, Sarah. Thank you so much. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
August is National Immunization Awareness Month. Parents, this is a reminder for you to take your adolescents and young adults to their healthcare provider to get any recommended vaccines before they head back to school. This includes vaccines to help protect against meningococcal disease, an uncommon but serious bacterial infection that can attack without warning. With the recent cases and outbreaks at colleges and universities in the U.S., it is important that parents talk to their healthcare provider about getting their children vaccinated against meningococcal disease before they go back to school. Dr. Richard Chung, Director of Adolescent Medicine at Duke University.
Two different vaccines are needed to be fully immunized against meningococcal disease, a vaccine that helps protect against groups A, C, W, and Y, and a different vaccine that helps protect against group B, also known as MenB, which accounts for nearly 50% of all U.S. cases of meningococcal disease in 17 to 23-year-olds.
Visit www.stopmenb.com to learn more about MenB and available meningococcal vaccines. This message is sponsored by Pfizer, Inc.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
More to life. Open my eyes. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. Hey, we're honored to have with us the one and only Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis has been a national leader of the conservative movement since the publication of her best-selling 1964 book, A Choice Not an Echo. You've heard me brag about it quite often, especially during this election cycle. Phyllis, always good to have you with us. How you doing, lady?
Always good to talk to you, Bill.
Hey, I'm looking forward to your new book about ready to be released, The Conservative Case for Trump. For the first time since 1980, a significant number of Republicans are considering abandoning their party's nominee. However, the radical redirection that Donald Trump offers is actually what we need to set America back on the path of Ronald Reagan's conservative revolution. That's what you had to say, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell our audience that.
Well, yes, absolutely. And what it is a compilation of my articles over the years, telling how great Trump is. And when people ask me why I endorse Trump, I say, read A Choice, Not an Echo, and you'll see the reason. Because he's willing to attack the kingmakers.
Yes.
And we're tired of the kingmakers picking our candidate.
Well, and as you cited in your 1964 book, which you just updated here not too long ago as well, is that you have been calling for that clear distinction between Republicans and Democrats. And today, you know, interestingly enough, a couple of weeks back, we talked about the difference between the two-party platforms. If they were ever more distinct, now is the time, and something that you and I have been expecting for a long time, but there's a clear delineation between the two parties today, isn't there?
There certainly is, and this year is the best Republican platform we ever got, and I'm very proud of it, and our people were on the platform committee. I wasn't on it myself, but they took orders, and...
yes.
And I'm sorry, I have this cough.
Yeah, it's been going around, Phyllis. I picked mine up from a leprechaun in Ireland, if I might say. I just got back myself, and I got it on a plane coming back, and it's been with me, so I understand the frustration. So take a quick sip of water if you need to, but I want you to finish your thought here in terms of
Republican platform we've ever had. Mm-hmm. And it's got all the elements of it. It's got pro-life. It's got homemaker. And it's got military superiority, which mm-hmm. was a specialty of mine, as you know,
exactly.
Over the years. Because I like it when Trump says, we're going to make America the best and make America first. Because I do think that when we are the best and the strongest in the world, our enemies will fear us, and our friends will love us because
exactly.
they know we'll defend them if they have a problem.
Well, and that's been the clear problem that we've had here in the world today is, to your point, and Marco Rubio framed this perfectly, I thought, during the campaign in saying that our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us. That's really sums up the President Obama foreign policy, doesn't it?
And that's the way he wanted it. Because he wanted to make America no better than any other country. And he's darn well done that. Because we admire Trump because he wants to stop all these strangers coming in who don't believe in America and don't want to achieve what America wants.
Exactly. Yeah, why should they come in if they're looking to tear down America's dream
and
America's
passion? We only want them to come in. If they want to be Americans. Obey our laws.
And not come in to be distinctly Democratic voters. I mean, that seems to be the objective of the Democratic Party, doesn't it?
That's right. You got it right. And,
well, Phyllis, let me ask you, you know, in terms of the Democratic platform, are you shocked as I am as to how the Democrats, I mean, are they even reading their platform? I'm talking about the old guard Democrats, you know, what you might refer to as the blue dog Democrats. I got to think they're having a hard time sleeping at night if they've even begun to read their platform, because this is not your father's Democratic Party, is it?
No, it certainly is. It certainly is. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm very proud of the Republican platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great achievement. It's what the American people want. It's what Trump wants. And I do think he'll make a great president.
Well, when we have 7 out of 10 people, Phyllis, looking at our country and agreeing that we're on the wrong track, I said we're on to something here. So, good observation. What is the resolution? Hillary Clinton offers, and she's made it clear, she's going to be another term of office, at least, if not two, if she gets her way, of President Obama's policies. Is that what we want?
No, of course it is not.
Right.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want any more of Obama. We want to turn over a new leaf. And, you know, Trump isn't perfect. I remember the election of Ronald Reagan in 1980. And a lot of us, I was one of them, who thought he was not conservative enough.
Right.
We thought the real conservative was Congressman Phil Crane.
Yes.
And but at any rate, it turned out that Reagan was the best president we had in the 20th century.
In the modern era, no doubt about it. Well, you know, and to that point, I'm glad you said that, relevant to a perfect candidate, and has there ever been one? And what does a perfect candidate look like? All I know is that Donald Trump did beat out 16, you know, people that were vying for the same position. And, I mean, these weren't a bunch of slouches, Phyllis. These were, you know, I think, you know, the best of the leadership of the GOP, and Donald Trump wins out. And what I'm disappointed with, and I think you probably share the same sentiment, is, you know, you had 16 people on that stage without, well, at least 15, sans Trump, because he was hesitant. In fact, said at first he could not make that pledge. He told Bret Baier, I could not make that pledge at this point that he would support the eventual nominee. Everybody else, without hesitation, said so. And where are they today?
Well, they're not fulfilling their pledge.
Exactly.
And
that's disappointing.
And the American people are going to outvote those people.
Mm-hmm. And the opportunity for them, Phyllis, is to take the knowledge, the experience that they have in politics, come alongside Donald Trump, and find a way to support and reinforce the core aspect of his message, not pick at it like the mainstream media. Like, that's all we need is more support for the mainstream media these days, right?
Yes, of course that's right. And no, these people who play with third party are just nuts. I invite them to move to Europe. They've got a lot of useless third parties over there. They could use their help.
Well, there are a slew of celebrities that have threatened to move out. And I remind them that I think Barbara Streisand said over the election of George W. Bush that if he got elected that she would move. Last time I checked, I think she's still in Malibu.
It's still the best country.
Oh, without a doubt.
Keep it that way.
Exactly. Well, a lot hangs in the balance for this election, as we all know. We've got the Supreme Court. We've got immigration reinforcement, foreign policy, jobs, the economy, all hanging in the balance. And Phyllis, I appreciate you coming on and supporting you know, Donald Trump, and also congratulations on the new book, which is going to be released very soon on September the 6th through Regnery, The Conservative Case for Trump. Phyllis Schlafly from EagleForum.org on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Phyllis.
Staples. The back-to-school season can be stressful for parents and students alike. As the end of the summer approaches, many retailers are already stocking holiday candy and decor, making it difficult to find school supplies. Parents can rely on Staples to have the school supplies their children need in stock throughout the back-to-school season, at the lowest prices guaranteed. Christine Mallon, Vice President of Retail Marketing at Staples, joins us to share some back-to-school advice.
As the start of school approaches, many retailers have moved on and started stocking for the next holiday. At Staples, parents can shop confidently, knowing that we're still in stock on all of the back-to-school essentials they need at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Staples keeps school essentials in stock all season long at the lowest prices. Shop the Less List for School, weekly school steals, and take advantage of the 110% lowest price guarantee to stay on budget. For more, visit staples.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm leading you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you. I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern Time, 6 to 9 Pacific, and here in the Hawaiian Islands, we're talking very, very early, 3 to 6 in the morning. Good to have you back with us. This is Bill Martinez, and Coach Kevin Collins is with us right now. Coach, of course, holds a doctoral degree in public admin, Semper Fi Marine, like yours truly, having served stateside during the Vietnam War, retired New York City police officer, a member of the American Mensa and the NYCPD Honored Legion, and best-selling author. Congratulations on the book, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're moving up. We have just a few more spots to get ahead of another one of Barack Obama's books. We're at number 22 now.
Oh, wow, 22. Okay, good. All right.
Moving.
Excellent. Moving on up. That's great. Hey, Coach, you know, and particularly in timeliness with your book, and all that Hillary would want to place on the Republican Party, you know, your book is such a clear explanation of the origination of the Ku Klux Klan and all these divisive policies that has injured black America, and why black America continues to saddle up with Hillary and a party that has been so deleterious and so counterproductive on their behalf is still astounding.
Yeah, well, I think that Black America is waking. You know, just the other day, 2 days ago, there was a poll here in Florida that had Trump up a modest 2 points, although when you looked at the internals, the 2 points is ridiculous because he's up in every other group. But within this, it had Hillary Clinton getting 68% of the black vote and Trump getting 20%. 20% is huge. 68% is terrible for her. She needs 92%, Bill.
Exactly right. No, you're exactly right. Yeah, these numbers are not falling in her favor. And ironically enough, Coach, this is on the heels of how many millions of dollars has she been spending on advertising? Trump, by comparison, you know, hardly nothing. And this is the spread. I mean, if this doesn't worry Democrats at this point, I don't know what will. Not to mention the fact that you know, every day we get more news about emails and corruption with the Clinton Foundation.
Sure. And NBC is now insisting. I didn't see the number, but I saw somebody mentioning it. NBC is insisting that she has a lead over Trump. They spoke to 300 people. 300 yeah. people. And yeah. they decided that this is representative of the nation. They can scare. I hope they keep doing it, really, to tell you the truth, because there's none so blind who those that will not see.
Well, but, you know, unfortunately, Coach, you know, we've been around all these dirty tricks, and they're pulling all stops right now because they know they have a flawed candidate. And in their eyes, you know, they're making arrangements, you know, to hear them talk about moving out of the country if Trump is to be elected.
Yeah. Well, they see the curtain coming down. They also cannot smother the stories about Hillary Clinton's health because it's right there. It's manifest in front of us. And you see, Trump is right. She does a speech for 10 minutes in front of a few hundred people and goes back to sleep for 3 days. That's not going to work. She's not going to. If this was the second week of October, maybe she could run out the clock. She can't run out the clock from August to November. That's ridiculous.
What is she going to do with three debates, Coach? How is she going to sustain three debates?
It's going to be very difficult for her. And I can guarantee by the time the debates come up in about a month, the first one, she's going to have to answer questions about her health. And I see, I'm very pleased to see that it seems to me that Ben Carson is helping Trump put in a rope-a-dope of Hillary Clinton. Carson is saying both parties, both people have to release their medical records. And, you know, Trump, fine. Look at you.
Yes.
Just look at
right.
him. He's that kind of
he's
doctor.
Not,
and I can tell you that the guy is in great shape. He's
yeah, he's nonstop.
And,
I mean, he operates on 3 hours sleep, Coach.
Schedule.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the rest of his group have a hard time keeping up with him. I mean, you know, with his level of excitement and enthusiasm, I mean, he is serious about this deal, and so he's leaving her in his wake by comparison, you know. But the mainstream media continues to give her cover at this point. But you know, something's going to happen. I think it's a matter of time where, you know, sadly, it just becomes obvious to everybody, and there's going to be no turning back in terms of her health. I mean, I hate to see that for any human being, even though we're in a contest like this. But yeah, it's this could be you know, this could be a bad deal for everybody at this point, Coach, because we're down to, you know, less than 75 days now, and as you say, it's enough time for more exposure, whether it has to do with her emails, the Clinton Foundation, or her health consequences.
Well, how about the email that came out the other day that Assange released,
yes.
showing that. As far back as October of 2011, she had one of her aides research Parkinson's disease medication. Now, if you have Parkinson's disease or a loved one has it, you might go ahead and research Hawkins disease medication. But you don't wake up one day and say, I wonder what's new on the front with Parkinson's disease medication.
Mm-hmm.
That's just another lie. It's just all in this conundrum that is the Democrat Party. It's one lie after the other. And I think that the medical part is what's going to bring it down. They will not be able to fake it. They're not going to be able to fake it.
I mean, she's being held up here. There's no doubt. And, and here it is. I mean, out of the, which I have a problem with, is that out of the people's budget, we're paying for, cars to be retrofitted to the tune of $500,000 to accommodate her ailments. And yet, we're told that everything is fine. Well, then why are you spending our money on, on support issues for your medical condition?
Sure. Did you see the picture of her having to use a step up to get into an SUV?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? What does a woman stand, about 5'7"? A healthy 5'7" woman shouldn't have to need a step to get into an SUV in the back, especially. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're saying she's 70 years old, and they make all this accommodation. But Coach, let's talk about her speech that Trump had kind of given a prebuttal to that I thought was rather strategic and responsive, which has been uncharacteristic of the traditional Republican guard that would have allowed Hillary to get away with this race card that she threw all over the place. Not to mention this focus on alt-right, to murk up the waters even further.
Yeah, she made a big mistake with that because she's panicked. And look, the so-called pundits, Nate Silver at 538 and Larry Sabato, they can say they don't believe the black support numbers for Trump. But I'll tell you what. Obviously, Hillary Clinton believes them because that was a very panicky move. Don't forget, this woman is tyrannical. I can see her demanding that she be able to make this speech and her aides telling her, don't do it. I can see her overriding them and saying, no, I'm going to do it. Because, again, as I said, if she's getting 68% of the black vote, and there was at least another 5%, quote, undecided. They're not undecided. They're going to vote for Trump.
Yeah, so without a doubt.
25% of the black vote, it's over.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. Live.
You know, we all have a story, and it's important that that story be spoken out, unlike this contentious political, cultural environment in which we live that says your opinion doesn't count. I say it does count. It's important. It's critical if we're going to get this country back on track, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Coach Kevin Collins continues, the proprietor of the coachesteam.com and off and rolling with a best-selling book. Here continues to pass these established authors and big names in politics, Coach. You're doing awesome with this book, and I'm so glad that you were able to re-release it, and it couldn't be at a better time when people are beginning to wake up, particularly Black America, to realize that the people they thought were helping them have been the people that have been taking advantage of them, all because of their vote and all because they want to get reelected.
Oh, absolutely. The Dirty Locked Away History of the Democrat Party, it's available on Amazon for just 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. Look, people who read it understand its value. I have all 5-star reviews. What you need to do is buy 10 for 10 bucks and distribute them to young people that you know are just woefully undereducated about what the Democrat Party is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be sorry. Everything that's in there, in my book, is cited. And the really hot stuff is cited several times because I know that people will say, you're lying, you made it up, et cetera, and all of that. And I anticipated that. And that's what I've done. So this is a book that's moving up. I'm just a couple of notches away from a Barack Obama book.
Well,
so
good.
Help me beat Barack Obama's book.
Exactly. It's, as we say in the parlance, it's number 22 with a bullet, which means it's still rising in popularity. So go to Amazon.com and purchase the coach's book. You will not be sorry for it. It will give you information. And then you're going to be like the rest of us that when you hear Hillary Clinton talk about things and try to put it on the Republican Party, you go,
Wait a minute. That was the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats was the party of the Ku Klux Klan, and she self indicts herself, Coach, because she says, you have to look at who people are associated with, and she tried to put that on Trump, and you go, but weren't you associated with Saul Alinsky? Weren't you associated with with Byrd? You called the elder statesman your mentor. You so respected him, and look at his background.
Yeah, in fact, she accepted a $20,000 donation from the Ku Klux Klan, and has not repudiated their endorsement. Mm-hmm. Trump has said flatly, I do not accept the endorsement or the support of any white supremacist or any supremacist group.
Right.
So, but, I mean, it's just, again, it's a web of lies. They get used to lying, and they get used to not being called on it. And now that Trump has refused, he's not the ordinary Republican wishy-washy milquetoast who would have apologized for suggesting that she was connected to the Ku Klux Klan. Trump is nailing her with that 2008 video that's circulating. That's really tough stuff. And
yes.
She comes out. Because she was desperate in South Carolina. They were shocked that they lost to Obama there. Mm-hmm. And it's you got to find this on YouTube. It's a tough piece of video.
What are we looking? Which one are we looking for here, Coach? There's so many, but what are you referring to specifically?
Okay. In it, Hillary is being interviewed, and she's talking about how white people have to come to her side. There's a cut to Bill Clinton where he's talking about where Bill Clinton says, just a few years ago, he, referring to Obama, would be taking on drink orders.
Yes, right, exactly, and carrying their luggage.
Right.
That's
he was talking to the sainted Ted Kennedy at the time, and both of them clicked their glasses, I'm sure.
Yeah. This is all, this is the thing that I've been saying, is that people like this self-indict, but the mainstream media is not about to do their job. They're not going to bring this out. Now, Trump, if he happens to say something that they can grab one sentence and take it out of context, not even a sentence, a word, they will do that. He has disowned David Duke, but yet they keep trying to put David Duke on him. And then, what about the Communist Party USA supporting Hillary Clinton?
Exactly.
Do we hear anything about that?
People who hate America support Hillary Clinton. The Communists, the KKK, George Soros.
Mm. Yes.
Need any more?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, let's talk about the GOP winning registration wars in battleground states. Update us on that, Coach. What's going on?
Yeah, this is amazing. There's information that's coming out slowly on the web that in the battleground states, especially in Pennsylvania, the registration switches from Democrat to Republican are very substantial in the 100,000 number. And when you put that together with just a walkthrough of Pennsylvania that a reporter made the other day, you could see that it's making a big, big push. It's making a splash. Colorado, we're seeing this. We're seeing it in other important states, Nevada. Of course, it's smothered by the media, but the GOP is winning the registration fight in these battleground states.
Well, Coach, also what came out this week is UPI decided to get their head out of the ether and make a statement that Hillary's State Department was a let's-make-a-deal operation, huh?
Yeah, today, Time Magazine has joined them, too. This started last week when the Boston Globe, which is owned by the New York Times, by the way, made like an open appeal, a hand-wringing appeal to Hillary. Please, you have to shut down the
the foundation.
Foundation's
yeah.
acceptance of money from foreign countries. And I guess they whispered, especially the Muslim countries that throw gays off rooftops.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's not good optics.
Right, and, exactly.
And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They are really beginning to, the media is beginning to get extremely uncomfortable with her responses, which was absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, how much exposure can they handle, Coach, without losing total credibility? Is this kind of a an 11th hour grasp for some sort of objectivity and journalism, principle here? Or what's going on with the UPI and AP and some of these other liberal publications and the mainstream media? I mean, I don't think that they've all of a sudden acquired a conscience here, have they?
No. Well, when the woman's response is, well, after we get elected, we'll yeah. stop it. Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
no,
like,
I think
like I mean, if that's not a self admission, again, it's all self indictment. It's like, wait a minute, you were Secretary of State.
If a Republican said that, that would be laughed at.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I think what's happening here is that the media, in some case, they think that this is all going to stop, and they have themselves convinced she's going to win by 15 points, et cetera, and all of that. And they are jumping on her now in the dead of the summer before Labor Day, hoping that they can just hold those stories aside. And when they are accused of ignoring these stories, they can say, look, what do you mean? Here it is.
Yeah,
we talked about this on a Tuesday afternoon in August.
And I'm sure Candy Crowley will remind everybody of that, right? Because that's what she's there for.
Exactly. That's it.
Coach, let's talk about the Trumpocrats. We got about a minute and a half left here.
The Trumpocrats are people that we knew were out there. That when in Hillary Clinton's convention, when you heard lock her up, which is absolutely stunning. Those are the Bernie Sanders people. Not all of those people were just doing that for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was a substantial number of people in the Democrat Party who cannot take the corruption anymore. They feel betrayed by her corruption the way Republicans feel betrayed by the Republican
establishment. Exactly.
And we're getting these Trumpocrats, which are people who are now actively campaigning for Trump, although they are Democrats.
Well, Coach, boy, I'll tell you, the conversation continues. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Make sure you go to Amazon and get your hands on Coach's book. Coach, remind everybody, if you would, please.
It's The Dirty Locked Away History of the Democrat Party. It's at Amazon. I'm just a few spots behind Barack Obama. 99 cents. Buy 10 of them.
Buy 10 and share it with your favorite millennial, okay? Right. Educate them so that when Jesse Waters comes and talks to them, they don't look like a bunch of knuckleheads and they start saying that they're all excited that Karl Marx is running for president, okay? Yes, you're right. The one girl was right. He is dead. Yes. Coach Kevin Collins, go to his website, coachesteam.com, for more information. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Couple before the top of the hour right now, America.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.